It's the background distinction between Tzidkakos and Mitalteleen in regard to Zohar, respect to which we discussed two major possible distinctions. One is an accidental one in regard to Mitalteleen and Rosh Tovis, and to the extent that we ground Chesed Shor Shorim upon Shtar, the need for Shor Shorim. Because the race, the Akushtok, the Shtar, the race, the other would be immediate. We copy the last stories, a little more distinction. And in that sense, then if theory, we have a situation in Kakois without stories, then Kak also would be the altar. And we saw instances of that. Don't the pay with Mark from it, the lab pay. Or in the last few years, that does well deem. But Kahuba Bashir Kakois. But in some Shimon, those are not related, those are totally outside the sphere. Chesed Shor Shorim should not be taken there as part of this complex. Anyway, that was one avenue. The other avenue being Fisim Kakois, less Fisim Tatlin. Therefore, without the room, the person present is the Teufis, much more the driver's seat than the Gatakakois. Consequently, without the room, he goes down with Tamakuach because it's reinforced by his most intensive Chazoke. Kakois Chazoke is less of order. Therefore, Makamed is more of a chance than. Against that background, so then he said if we want somehow to bridge that gap, basically without Lynn, we have to do one or two things. Either find a case in which either both require a shtar, neither requires a shtar. That's the first point, but that latter point. The Chazok and possibly the Metaltlin would also be in the same order as the Karka. Again, either both being the lower level or upper level. In that context, we started to work through the Gemara. Matur Kehusha, Apostle Vokyo Cheshel Shoshel Shavuot. What did the Shavuot has, which you don't have over here? So, what a discussion. And I'm sure there are two possible ways to understand. Either that we change the Mitzvahs and discuss them as far as Kakoi is concerned, apart from the question of who wins, who doesn't win, who's the Mukhsa. There I mentioned the Kosam Hashanim, that changed after Shal Shanim. Plus, that's the first that's come over here. The change of status after the sequence of three. That's the most lost of Rechiskas Tam, or Rechiskas Muad. Change of stage, change of status. If you're focusing upon the Mukzokus, if you're focusing upon Shtar, then it's not going to give you very much. But then the question is what the Gemara's problem is. So the Gemara's problem, why Kakos is different without Lin, that needs to be explained. Or why three? But instead there's Kakos without Lin, why should I change it to three times? Yes, we never discussed the issue which I'm going to talk about based on Shenim. What the kind of change you have after Mu'ud, after Hadoi. When you assume that the character of the Shavuot has been revealed, or whether it's been developed, applied to that, the second question is whether Arshul Mu'ed is a Biru, whether it's a Biru or what always did at the outset, a Biru what is there now, or that a Biru is rather a formal change of the Lach status, when describes the Deen. And of course, to the extent that we deal with a Biru, it's more difficult to see a comparison between the year and Shul Mu'ed. We deal with some formal deen, if things change, it's easier. But even if it's easier, there's some distinct consideration the other point. If what we deal with is with the mukzik, does it fit? It's not going to be much easier. Because there again, what does that do with Shalmur? Question, who's defined as being hanging on and holding on to it? And how possession ownership are related? There's nothing to show more. We think the problem is not who's the muxik, that's the one wants to prove. The problem is, leave it alone who the muxik may be, who wins the case. Then, what changes the status of the Sada, maybe that changes the status of the life of the Shul, changes the status of Shul Mu'ed. Alright, that we discussed. No shame of the Ramban and others to say that there was a problem here, really was, about the Mukzokus. This was trying to prove. But this leaves some difficulties nonetheless. Just forgot up to the Gemara's question. Associated with time. And my position with time, that we have Zoki, Robert Nan, etc. Let's raise two kinds of questions. One question is, how did you ever imagine associating with time? Is what they are first to win if the Mokas Shalom would. Look at the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph. We have a relation in Sefer. The relation in Mishnah formulates the general halakha. To Shalom Atayin is no chazoki. Then it provides examples. Pursuing the examples, prototypes of the Shem Atayna. The Mishnah has a theory. We ask, what are you doing in the Soda? Shlomo Yom Dov Meilam, the Lord told me not to be here. So the fact is that Mishnah on his part, that's not his. How could the boy imagine such a look? Even if it's right from Shalom Mu'ed. Secondly, how do we understand not the whys, but the nature of the Lach of the Chazirim Atayna in a way which should somehow bring it within the ambit of a good Chazaki? I'm still with the latter question. So Shem Ataina, as we will see, connections of other phenomena in Prakash Sabbatim. There are two possible ways to understand what says the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah at Loshim. Down to an issue which we'll have to deal with in a number of cases. Well, ברוך עשו שיהיה מתן אל חזוקי, כיצד לא מולבד את תושלי, צד. ואתם אין לי חזוק סיג'סט. And what could be an alternative suggestion? If we take the term in it literally, what do we say?
No, it's not at all.
It's not a mice chazok. Not that it's a chazok if you lose. If you have another chazok, alternatively, you could learn that a chazok is a chazok. But it's a chazok in which you don't win. And every time you do a chazok, you win. There are other conditions which have to do with the nature of the body dvorim, the circumstances, where rather respectively located, what the times are, etc., etc. And it's certainly arguable, Chazok Sheini Mataina is not Chazok at all. It's as if you seize the land, you're holding on to it, you have no basis for your claim, and therefore you lose, even though you did a chazok. So an argument to do chazok, part of holding on to, putting your hand on the cock, getting a handle on it, a grasp of it, doing so based on a time. Your physical presence bears out, or is borne out, if you will, by the legal claim, that's a chazok. You hold on to it, qua bailim, qua pes lokeach. You're not there as a guest, you're not there as an interloper. You're there qua bailim. The question is, how did you come to play this role of bailim? That's the role that you play, and that's a chazok. If, however, you admit you just found an Hefker, and as far as you know, it was Hefker, so that you didn't buy from anybody, no food to talk to, no to buy. That's not a chazok. So the question is, that would not be my chazok at all, because it does not interact with the claim. Why do we say no? Ma'is chazok is there, but due to the fact that you were there, it does not become the chazok, you're standing, you're stationed there. It does not change qualitatively whether it's accompanied or supported by chazok or not. So one could go away, could go either way. I think that there are possibly at least 2 points which would suggest one of the 2 explanations. Why is Shita? Of course, it's no Chazok Shem Atayin. It constructs a have a meaning, we might have thought otherwise. Maybe he bought the soda, and he had a shtal and he lost it. Why does he say, nobody told me anything at all, etc.? Because he's afraid, he doesn't know the halachas. So he thinks, if I'm going to tell him it's a shtal, so I have a shtal, produce it. If he doesn't say anything about a shtal, so then, it won't be demanded of him. And then, maybe he'll win. How will he win? He doesn't know anything. So maybe Pesach Pirulilim. Maybe the halacha of Taninon. The halacha of Pardov doesn't tan himself. He doesn't know the tan. He's a Rakeach. He's a Yerish. He has a whole history of it. So Bezant tans for him. We have it in many cases. I would have thought the Chachazir Mataino, there would be a Tainino, that maybe what happened was that he had a shtar, and we would therefore discard the presumed of Esbaldini. It's a Chiddush no matter what. But the Havamin of the Gemara would say Tainino would suggest that there is a process of chazokia where it loses, or no process of chazokia takes place at all. What should be more likely? There is a process of chazokia. Where it's not a mafsik at all, it doesn't artificially should produce a hypothetical chazokia. Very, very difficult. If he's a machzik, but probably he doesn't have a taina, he'll bear up the taina. This is one point. Possibly also the question which we discussed in the Mordechai. But the question is, what does the Markaba proclaim? What evidence does he have? Does he have any evidence that he's indeed a Baal Kamen? But if he doesn't, you have two non-entities. One hand, the Machzik has a weak case, the Baal Kamen has a weak case. And so if you look at what you say, such a good question about time. What about this? Would this be really possible to our question? In which direction would it lead us? We qualify the statement of the Mishnah and say that if the Makame has no Eidim, if he had been a Makame, so the Chazoke is the Chazoke. That would suggest that there's a process of taking place over here. And of course, you have to find what you can do with it. Or, it's no chazaka whatsoever. Pray to him
a suggest there is a process. The only reason he needs a time is to counteract the previous time.
Of course, yes. I think the two be in the same direction. I mentioned this initially, the Maskasha here, for a simple reason. If one wanted Chazok Sheni Mataina, he should possibly be able to win. If we learn Shalom would. This possibility, which Hashem in any event found problematic, would be easier to digest if we know from the outset that in any event, the Mais Chazok is taking place. The question is, does the winner lose? Or alternatively, there's no chazaka being undertaken at all. Obviously, what?
That's a chazaka taking place.
What do you say? Which would give the chazosh a better chance of winning? If you don't show it, if it's defined as a case in which a press chazaka is taking place, we have to know what happened bottom line. Or whether we question whether the place has to take place altogether, which would give it a better chance of winning.
What?
If it's a vice chazaki, or she doesn't win, I said, Lom Shamud, maybe. But if the question is the vice chazaki at all? That's something which is very different than Rabbi Shamud. Do understanding my discussion. This is for the second point, because I think for the two points to consider here. Number one, how could he receive attention when he himself concedes that he has nothing? Second point, how do we understand the Shinim Ataina, which might help us to make the most kasha creditable? So that, the two guys we brought now have to do with the second issue. First issue, Shem dealt with, and suggested different areas, different responses. Let's look at the one of Chesed and Beis. This is the Kashi Te Maisakadaito. This is Kabbatirus. One tells us that the Tenechlami has no tainus at all. But somewhat similar to the view of the Motchel, which says if the Barakame has no case either, if you neutralize the Barakame, you don't care that the Machzik has nothing. So there, with the case of the Mordechai, he neutralized the Barakame, because he himself was no Edis, that he was a Barakame. So it's because the weakness has passed. Here it says, we neutralized the Barakame, not because his past was weak. His future is weak, his future is non-existent. Chazoke is effective only with the Namechoy. So all we see where is Chazoke going, maybe Mechoy. Over here, if 3 years elapsed and it was Mechoy, there's a supposition of Chazoke, it won't be Mechoy later on. So Mele, by default, the master stays there. It's not clear from Tosfos according to this Teretz. Do we assume that there's bad or there's suffering? Do we say, look, we don't know anything. We don't know who's the real Bailim. But this fellow's sitting there, and there's a clear assumption, no one is there to rival him. So he has no case. Certainly, he doesn't need a case. I hear there's a Barakame to begin with. The Barakame, in effect, does nothing. He's totally neutralized. I don't know whether it says whether there's suffering. The question is, though, how do we read the Tosfos? We read this in one Teretz, and then starts another Teretz. In one case is, one reason is, you never be Meicher. Where does fellow stay? Second reason is, even though it's no taina, it's a possibility of mechila. So the mechila doesn't require any initiative on the part of the Murakame, claimed to be Murakame. Whereas the initiative, also, no initiative on the part of the Machzik, the initial part of the Barakame was Merkele. So the possibility can't be blocked out. That's true that he doesn't know anything about it. But that's the fact that he has zero taine is not a problem. The problem is it's worse than zero taine. It's sub-zero taine, because he says, in effect, the acquired it anywhere to unite us. Here we found a way where he can acquire it without such a... Here, of course, we have to consider, should we take such a possibility into account? No objective basis for it. It's just a theoretical construct, which, if true, would give them an office. So we have to ask first, if indeed it's true, will you become abiding? Second, is there a reason to assume that it is true? There's no evidence for it. If we read as one continuous tablet, then, as I said before, it would fall off. And it's based more on the feeler, not simply on the disappearance of the Baal Kamer. As with the Mechila being affected, indeed problematic. Hashbol first he says kasher. He says that what he is in its kasher was assuming the possibility which the Gemara raises that Prem Aleph, namely that there was some secret process whereby he had a shtar, he lost it, for some reason he's afraid to say it, so we'll say it for him. That was the Hava Amina. And Abba Shema was not here to de-kasher li Adrabba, he was Shabbat Kaporich. Kivani Meshur Mood Gamres. Name of Geshur of the Word. Chonin and Afkalei Cheske Sabaylim Bail Bershenim. Komne Bershut Edai. Shani Omer Kivani Shikrasa Kuliai Kulach El Gabay. Verse as follows. He says, Hashem troubled the view of the Moskashu. And it's strange to find the talents. How to carry the Gemara that he would win any Matayim. I don't understand the Rashba. Of course, he should win. Not that the Moskashu is problematic. What's problematic is why Hashem had a problem with this. Let us indeed say, has been living there for a long time. I don't know about the throw about. It was Mechila. Now this could be learned in two ways. Either to say there had been a formal Mechila, or that this silence is equivalent to a Mechila. But in either case, you assume that Bechila was the Bechila here. And therefore, the Chashim Atana should win. He's not up against the Morakam. And then he goes on to base on the Gemara later on. At one point, the Gemara says, why did 3 years, 2 years, the people of Meichel, last of Mochil? why is that the case? Let him get the payments at least. According to that Loshes, it's not going to be. So see, even though there was no explicit Mechila, but regardless of having the status quo to Mechila, in one of the two forms I suggest. Here the Ashba says, Chidush appears not like elsewhere. Shrem and Kaka and only Kitab and Mechila, and Abim Mechila and Tina. Not if Shtika and Mechila and Fresh. Not only the silence doesn't give a Mechila, even if explicitly stated Mechila also in the Hebrew. Vilo Amar Lai Sadi Mechula Lecho, Vaya Maklum, Kol Shikai Mechila Mitoch Shtika. It's the words of the Gemara later on, the Fraftes, 2 years people Amr, 3 years in Amrichel. And if you get the payers, you don't return the payers. At the beginning of the Rashi Bar, it appears, he sees the distinction of Kaka and Mithaltalin. But that would. That's the but then when he goes out to round out the contrast, it's not the Kaka Metatlin, but between Kaka and Shibudim. Shibudim Shesh and Chazaka Metatlin, that's very himself, Nigine Ben Mechina. Here comes to a discussion which we don't have the Chesavatim here, which we have in two Gemaras in two other places. But for the moment, first does not claim ownership to property. He claims that he has a chazaka to use it. He can walk through it, he can park his car on it. Not that it's his, but that right has been ceded to him. That person. Now, when he got this chazaka mission, there are two machlokes in Mashto Shein. One is to require 3 years or not. Same is to require time or not. If I park my car, somebody's parked, locked. 3 years I've been doing it, I never said anything. Do I have to time it? I bought the right from him. I say, no, listen, you always let me, you never said anything. So, by dint of that, I get the right. That's all it was a shame. This is what the Vav Cheskes Tashmishin. And what says, what Tashmish gives before about two-thirds, before the white lines. Then it's Cheskes Nizokin, which is in the Chof Gimel. Somewhat similar, but nonetheless different. The person has been doing for years, for a while something, that's supposed to do. Listens to television at 4 o'clock in the morning, he has smoke emanating from a chimney into somebody else's living room, etc., etc. Here the end is Chazokin. And what kind of Chazokin is this? With Tainan, without Tainan, 3 years, last 3 years. Rambam says, here according to the Gaonim, you don't require the issue of Tainan in such a case. So you find that there's such a thing as an implicit Mechila. The sheer passage of time. That says the Hashba, that's what that is Shibudim. That to Ben Suvat the series of the Kakava Tatva to embed other things. Ben Shuvudi, that Ben Mechila does not. Then there's an intermediate case, Achilles Peiros. Achilles Peiros, to what do you relate? Peiros is Peiros. Is it bad? Or is it the right to eat the Peiros? Which is an abstract, shivud, legal terms. In Kinyani, we have such a distinction. You can buy the Peiros of a Sunday, you can buy a deck of the Peiros, Sunday for its Peiros. So here's the terms of what Bechila Avs are not. Initially, there's both of Bechila Avs for everything. So we have either the Sifri Karka Metatlin, which could be feasible. Metatlin, it helps with the Karka. Metatlin is more given to easy transfer. Easy can get a Karka, requires a Sifri Shagazoki, so it's more solid. Or maybe Metatlin not, but Shibudim, yes, Bechila. And then Achilles Peiros, which is the word of that Fortes, Shibudim. And it goes down, it's the Mashienki of Gubu Shikaka. Gubu Shikaka, that's no good. And he has the Kashin, he has the Tavis. All right, so what Hashem says over here is, he said to me, that Chazal Shem can't help because it was the Mechila. Even if there were Mechila, it wouldn't get you know, anything. But it can't be created in Mechila. And of course, it's a question to be raised, that Hashem ignores. He says, God, the Chila's prayers, the other Gemara thought Mechila helps one of that talents. The other Gemara's other talents. How would we regard residing in the house? So it's the papers, one of the papers of a house. Residents, the most of the house, the Mabchad were forced that way. So supposedly a person's residing in a house, been there for 3 years, the Makam comes along and listens to beat it. He says, you were Marichu. He kept quiet for 3 years. How could I have sold the house in the mind? It's yours. I claim the right to live in it rent free. Because you ceded that right to me. That does not appear to be the case in the Sugyas, which much the rest of the Rashba. As far as the question of whether Mechila helps, for a Ben, we know the Pesach is like the Ashbo. Simei Shmaran Chushim Mishpit, the Bechir for Ben doesn't help. Some question with regard to the Rambam in this connection. Here, יש דברים בהלך לדרפה, יש דברים הרבה שאין צריך קניין, ואין קניין בהם טעם. גם שחרר את עבדו מגרש ישנו, עושה שליח, הבחיר מודעה, המושא מודעה, המבטל מודעה, או מוכל לחבירו חוב או פיקדון שיש לו בידו. חוק יצא בדברים אלו. יש מברך על החוב, מברך על פיקדון. פיקדון זה בהם. עבדו שיש. מכיל הפרד לי הלפ. אני חסכי ומתנה, פרק ג' אתם מתנה לחבירו אין המקבל זוכה בלבחה ולדרכים שקונה זוכה בין וככו. אם מטרד רוצה לתן לו שגבי ימשור דבר שם ברביע, או יקנה בלבחה בשביל הדברים שאתה תקני בהם, אם קרקע ועבדים לתן לו שיחזיק בידה שמחזיק הרקח, ושיגיע שאתה מתן על ידו, אבל בדברים לא זכה המקבל לכל אחד, ואין עדיין יכול לעזור בו. אתה לא חל לך, ואין מחל לחבירו חוב שיש לו עליו, או נתן לו הפיקדון שמופקד אצלו, ואיזו מתנה נקנה בדברים בלבד, ואין צריך דבר אחר כמו שבעלנו. ותמידו לגדם זלושים, מחל לחברו חוב שיש לו אצלו, עליו, או נתן לו הפיקדון שהיה מופקד אצלו. Посмотрю, я нам злошу. Так свой рахой выразится и...
Махал.
О?
Махал и Натан.
Махал. Так свой рапикон Натан. Рахой не пик this up. And he explained very well. Рахой в сабшуте бахиле. It's the removal of Шибуд Мебрайт. Пикон is about the transfer of a ban. Give it to Yom Kidyanim. Now, quite a matter. All right, that's always as far as understand the Arabic Srimatana. But the Rambam in the Rambam is Mechira, there is problematic. Question only of the Rambam in this case. They have an additional problem as well. More Kedushin. After Zayin. For the Shukra Avodim. It says the creation of the shtar, never divri. Whereas shtar normally, lebre ba petrei zil, in a ba bedine zil, and the shachem malpe, comes and go. What was this was of divri gufe kondui? Hashva kvodo, girole, girole machu. First, that's never deal. He bought it for $1,000. It's supposed to work 5 years, $200 a year. Now, 2 years have elapsed, so only $600 left in the debt. So, the average case would be going, guess if he gives the order to $600. And the more is the possibility, even if he doesn't give the order to $600, but if the order is Michael is $600, also should be used. So, the more is, what is the Kwai Mishnah? That says Amarov, and then we join the Daf and Bechila. And according to the Pashto, the Gemara's Loshon is as follows, according to what the Gemara thought initially. Initially, the Gemara thought that Eved Ivri is not Guf Ekonomi, it's just Shibudim, and therefore Bechila should help. And we said, no, it's Guf Ekonomi, so Bechila does not help, but Bechila forbid. That would suit Rashba fine. But when Hashem learned that Rabban's kasha was different, Rabban says that we've got to have a divrei, we've got to have a knaini, the two kinyanim, one kinyan which he calls a kinyan mamon, a monetary arrangement, and a kinyan iser, which has to do with his personal status, not with his monetary status, who he, what his own identity is, and that to whom he belongs. He says the Ramban is, he sees personal status as a Torah, is at stake. He's mutum shifra knainis, which is also from the Northern Israel. So that's the new identity. So they learn as follows. The Rabbi thought the Habamina, the Abedivri, that's not a Kinyanis, it's just Kinyan Momin. So that Kinyan helps. Meaning that he has kinesis as well, and then Mechila doesn't help. That's possible, this can all be supported by the fact that Mechila for a man does help, or if kinesis doesn't help. But I want to suggest that with regard to Mechila for a man, that we should still do situations. A situation in which a person is trying to be married for the ban, which is not in the possession of the person to whom he wants to transfer it. It's in left field somewhere. In that case, it's not that you have to simply release him, leave him on the chira shavim. You have to have a positive transfer of the object to him. It's pious. Mechila is not a positive action, it's a release. Then you have another case. The person holding up an object. He's not organized as a biting. Hashem is not a biting. Shoyal may be a bit of a biting, but Hashem normally is not a biting. He's holding it for the biting. So I'm afraid you might say, even if you release him on the Chira Shavuot, it's also not good, not enough. But you also have to transfer the Bibles. You don't need to transfer the object physically, you need to transfer legally. But you might argue, number one, if you want to argue that Shemel is also a bit of a biting, there's such a day of shame. Or to argue, and if all you need is a legal transfer, not a physical transfer, the chiddush for that helps. So what we got to never leave, if as long as the keys are kinyan mamon, the chiddush would help because he physically, you know, in tafus in himself. Likewise, we got to pekod, the Mishnah talks about. Then Mechila helps. Otherwise, not. Now the question still is okay. You explained how the Gemara, how you can want to accept Hashemah. Then the Pekodin hold that Mechila helps. But you have a problem with the Rabbi himself, you have a steal it. Because Mechila talks about Pekodin, he talks about Pekodin. One case says it's Mechila. Otherwise he says Nasina. Here I don't remember exactly what the Rav said, but I think it may have been, and if he didn't say it, we conjecture ourselves, that it's nuanced, difference in Abbott's formulation. In Alchem Beis, in Chiyuv HaTorah, it says follows, V'chalak ha-rosho sh'yesh lo alav, in the present, present day. On the Tala Pikadon, Shaya Mufkad Etzlo, in the past. One time was a Shema, now he longer is. So that requires Nesina. Mechire, the Rab doesn't talk, Shaya Mufkad Etzlo. But presently, חלק מהחוב הוא פיקדון שיש לו בידו. Maybe that would answer the still to two hours as well. This whole topic of Mechila and Benz touches upon a general question of the nature of Mechila. What's the Mechila is really, as I've said before, just negation, releasing a person from responsibility for obligation. Well, does have some positive aspect as well. When I said that, there's a big taste in the book now. Because Mechila quite told you, Mechila quite a key fleet in the company. That's because various aspects of this. Mechila helps with Rosh Hashanah Olam. Other things. With certain aspects, Mechila might have more positive character. Anyway, the prevalent assumption is that Hashem says over here. That's his term. And again, there's a different telescope, a different discussion, not a Lomdusha telescope, not a Rashba, but a textual telescope. We're also fraught with difficulty. If we get the Mishnah of Aleph, Mem Aleph, on the face of it, Sefer is explicitly elaborating upon the issue. כי יצא למעלה ולסבור שלי במעלה. ובאלי סס דת נו. In such a case, we do be no other meaning. We never occur to the mall over here if you drive a shalmut as you help. So there's another case in the offering over here. Something that we'll see this as well. This is the other case. Or just about a foreish, Varki Makshin, and then about the Zimmer Tan Shihel, Shaji Stapik, Mesha Tain Zesh, or Melodom the Rome Olam. What does that mean? In Kibode, Shaynom of Sigma Macham Mekach, that's how he doing his part, he didn't buy it. Or in Tain Kach, Fishi Mityorei, Fishi Biton, Kachtir Mimcha Yavur, Akush Toche, as the Lord of Man says, therefore he says, "Matam as the kavash tamud ashte, vani becheskat shalosh shanim, nafkei meshut mochem komer meshut lokeach, if you don't show mood, you can have it amare motzi." Weil der Mann kam, ist der Meizzi. Und ich zweike, Lama lila meima, da hat der Tönsch, der Mann dann bei Olam, und du, ich meide, ich bin im Masi Machen Mekka. Und ich schlau mal die Tönne, und ich mache nur, die Mishtar der Birkas, die war gar nicht mit Körper Teina, und es wird sie mehr Bursa. So it's not a crystal clear case of the other Adoy, but be determined in two ways, and a reinterpretation enables you to understand the Mechashimu is Chazorke, even that's not the normal time. Now the point should be, if this way is to God to Mechira, come on to what I said before. Could be learned two ways. Either that there was a machila, or that this itself should be done as a machila. It's a possibility that this itself should be a machila. Could be used in umdine. It's a logical assumption that there was a machila. Or perhaps a different sense. Talk about bailus, talk about the link of a person to property. And the link is a legal link. It's written in the book somewhere that it says he purchased it, etc. However, there's a limit to how great can be the distance between the law, the element of ownership, and the physical element of possession. And if the gap becomes too great, the person has no access, has no involvement, has no contact. The ownership itself can evaporate. Let's give a couple of examples of that. Person loses an object which is evaded. It's his. And verifies his paternity. So that's Avud Remenu. They never even called them. He lost it, but someone else could find it. What if you have Avud Remenu to call them? Plus, there should be Menu Mitzasa. None of them would be Menu. No one. So, play ball on the beach. The ball fell at the Atlantic Ocean. So what do we say, 2.5 miles down, it's his ball? Why is it finished? Or he had a balloon went skyward. Also lost. That the Gemara says, now one could conceive and learn Tzalach HaShem HaSafeite. There's no mitzvah. But the Pasha says that there's no more bailus. And the Rambam learns the Halach of Purimim Kol Adam is based on Yirush. As does Rashi Mabakai, the son of God. From the past, the one of the Bezim, the Bezim of Mitzir, has nothing to do with Yush. Faces the son of God, but his Kamet says so explicitly. I'm not sure if there is. Kenny was down to look at Gimel. והלכת על בכן, מצד דבר שיש בו סימן, הים הוא בן הר ויוצא בהם, ובקום שהוא בעקום, ואיזה בחזקה שהתיישוב על זמן למשה שנפל, לפי גרי של מוצן, אבא שלו שמוע בעלים שהתיישו ממנו. תגיד על הקייס, מה הולכו לתקופה מטל, לתקופה מטס. זה היה לדעתים שלוח הכאן, we go to Kochi, Gatish, Chigra Gatish. So my sister was that, and then she told her, if you have a rooster, it's rebelled and it's not in control of a trainer. So the Gatish is broken. So they said, admittedly, not with Kochi, Mr. Bayach, Kolm that is in a Kedusha, which is not removable. Kedush Ben Gabay is the mother of Kedusha. So, what's the Kedusha Spakeh? So, Shabbat, I told him, yes, what's the Kedusha Spakeh? He's the Bakeh of Kedusha. He said a gizmo. Gizmo is right in the eye. And the Rosham began to tell us that this was a bad man. They both explained that since it's lost control of the amount of agent of Hekdash, the Paris is Pekeya and the Kush is Pekeya. Maybe they're over here, according to this, there's a Mokhalai. It's not the Mechira of the return to Hashemot talks about. Proved the Bechira was the loss of contact. Skarna the Gemara either says that the Kavid was this contact, or that we don't apply this to Kakois, or to Betatim. And that's the text talks about you two of you, the Gavre. This is the whole studio about the camera, this. Off the track. Whoever wants to see this should see the Abir Peretz. After we've done Baba Kama and that sugya. It's an important sugya, but it sort of gives all the beaten path. And what's the way of stopping? The Michael Bavira, the Ramiato, the Rosh Lefonet, the Aramach. Very strange cash also. If we learn Shavuot, if you play Shavuot down the line, and Shavuot, the price of our door has to go on. I don't know. I'm quite like what she has to be for them. We'll see you later on, because she's far off in the fire now. Remarkable question. For one thing, I'll share a point out, the Chayin Ador work in different directions. The Ador works in favor of whom? The Zaki, against the Mazi. The Chayin, if we negate the Chayin, which in his favor. Mach's in that Mechor Kamp. It's not Mechor. Say the word of the Kamp of Mechor Nadar after the one or the other. Mechor is intended to negate the existing process and to intensify the existing process. None of this divine answers, the Bible assumes if we work with Shamuel, there are almost mechanical application of the categories of Shamuel to here. Even though the farmers are totally different reasons. Face of it is, otherwise, you don't know that he was there. So maybe you never heard about it. That's why you didn't pay attention to the Machor. Here, I've never hearing about it. I have no radiation to this. Hashem said it's sort of mechanical transposition. The one says instead of something else. Or maybe it's part of my styles. There's a lot of work before love. Or Chavu Yitlev. You know, because the only question was the word get around. The form of Maisa Machor. So we do such a form of Maisa. It's not required in front of anybody. Shamur is as a cause of Bivolo. That's what he fun. What is the Gemara required that should be exerted kosu? It's also difficult to understand. Let's say it's not exerted kosu. The Gemara can't be behind the person in front of. And that suffices. So simply over here, it's a question of we're getting around. Over there, the question of we're getting around. But the formal process will be followed, particularly you, the governor, he has to get the warning. And he has to warn the person, otherwise it's not effective. There's a Gemara which gives us perhaps a bit of insight into this. One of the Kambim as follows. All of us should tell you, Kabdina Din Shulfni Baldi. Toba Vekhil, Kabdin Shulfni Baldi. Kiba Vyadis of Hanina, who answered in general, indeed, you can't be Kabdinis, that for the Baldi. No, in Shaya, who called up Kurim? Kiba Shalek Vilatayam. Shakulo Vropasi. Somebody is sick. Adam is sick, but they have to go overseas, or the Madhvarim is sick. Tell me a story for about it. Then he was a subject. You can't be a story for about it. So it says of our ship, that we can do it. אז מתי מזה אבי יחידון, אבי יחסים כאן כאן שיש לו בברדים, הפסק אבא קבוע לבר לשמרנו, אבל תורה בא לבוא בר שטר ויבוא לשור. זה מן, he made, he gets the person of God, he says שם מועד, he made against the labor, in favor of the malva, the שטר, the שטר מקויים, אם שלא לפני המון. What is the input to group volition? Shabbat explains it's an early Gemara, hey, in very swiftly about Din, it's not just because if you hear, wouldn't be able to make it to cross examine Din to make his case. It's not the kosher. It can't be done, the person. Should be fun. A natural way of a person, it can't be done, should be fun. Oh, I must say that Mehmei placed that annoying. But if you give a dinner to share the Shaniska, you share to kill somebody. Of course, it's Shaniska or not. Place that annoying, but you can be made to live that share. The share certainly not be able to find anything. It's in the Pentalochi. The share is that it defines the Nidain, the Chavskila. So he's the Mekuyev, he's not standing on trial. In a certain sense, the Baalim on trial too, because the Yomis in the Shemaim, but he's on trial. And that being the case, it has to be fun. Always was with Dayek, based on Kesem Mishneh. Rambam Chassidus גם דינים הברות הם קבלים את דין של שתי בעדין. היה בעדין חולה, שזה בשלב בלת הים, שחול לבעדין רבה, והם קבלים את מושו לפני. גם באמת שאתה רואה חי דין וחי כי בחי למצאת ותוק שלו דין המאמץ. עשרי שזה מתי את הפרט דין לפה שזה in a moment, it's not being done the first time. He's about double in a moment. He's not standing on trial. In Unsh, in the criminal case, he stands on trial. So, merely, you only have to respect his rights as about double. And those rights are not rights given qua person. It's the one who's going to lose. If the case goes against him, that has to be done in front of him. But that's an answer to the secondary right. In the first verse, even extended to the ballot, to the shir, who is the person is not trial. That's all who would be followed. Can't do it. It's a nice explanation. The question is, if it fits really this Gemara, based on Ashba, I don't remember a lot of things Ashba, but I'm going to record it. He said, in our Gemara, the Gemara is really following each other. I'm going to talk about Shabbat and Shabbat. In my place, there are two things. Number one, explain why it's only there, and was there, not with regard to the shoyl, but with regard to the bailim. What we follow. Mabam Kam is that Mamei is about the shoyl, but the bailim. Perhaps it was the Bible said to me about the therefore as we have before. Perhaps it was several of you, it's not about the what is my question in front of? Shabbi Mechoyer. What have to do with this issue? Later on, so you just mentioned this point. Similar problem that which we encountered with Chazon Chashim and Taina, here will be as well. The question was, it's not Chazon altogether, it's nothing. Or that it's a chazokia but it doesn't win. It's in question in front of is that a mechor? Is that directed towards him? And a mechor? When we say no, it is a mechor. And a mechor, if it's not sufficient to derail the chazokia, if you're there in front of, you can see, you can hear of it, they know of it. It also be that in the nature of the choir, there are two different levels. If while a person is doing the Max Chazokia, you stand over him, scream and yell, what are you doing? You've got him, I got him. That's one kind of mechor. There's a mechor where he does what he wants to do. You hear about it 1,000 miles away. And you call together two or three people and tell them, you should know that what this fellow's doing is what he's saying. In the first case, it's mstabel, the mechor breaks up the Meis Chazon. The fun of over here, that's the fun of that you know about it. It's the fun of needed in order to eviscerate the Meis Chazokia from being any Meis Akinia. When I say it's just the Meis of violence, not anything. The other problem, of course, you're from a distance, has to do with Gilgulim of Mechoyer, who does reach, who doesn't reach. And to do with the later discussions in the Gemara, what is the key? The key is Pram Mechoyer, Chazoke, Shtike. What is the key to Chesed Shel Hashem? Alright, the one that precedes the part of the Vishu, the Chacham and the Mishneh, three agricultural events that have been 3 years. All of this course has to do with what seems the 3 years is, if any. In certain context, it has a significance. 3 years, like 1 year, like one day. Same activity, same everything. So there's a question of duration. In other context, each year's unit, and this we already discussed, what unit of Chazaka may be before you get the problems of Shtar. Supposing we did the problem of Shtar, rested for a day like Metalta in a wing, anything beyond the day is pure of Rachel Shtorche. Well, no, that's the minimum. A season, a year, at least one. After that one, that one is the Mitzvah Chazaka. After that one, start the problems of the Chesed Shorim of the Achim Shtorah. And these issues come up over here. A little bit more of a Medvav. Yeah, let's see what's here over there. The Mitzvah Chazaka Mayach Yushol Yishmael. And Yishmael Chinami, that you don't need 3 calendar years. Very cultural events. Here's one chidush that we think in terms of seasons and events rather than duration. The other we can be mitzayev two kinds of cultural events. We'll see one again later on. Because to us, the most chaseisov. And one respect is the 3 different events, the 3 different purposes. Another, same event, so harvesting of the fruit would be different if one of them plowed the sun, they're going to plow the chazaka, and the other's harvesting. I think we've something more fine over here. Put it up on what you have. Here we come to a family that we know interplay, psychology and halacha, if you wish. And halacha is being defined by the psychology. Not really sure what happened with that, but we'll see. Some thought and start with halacha, you start with psychology. No, I'm sure the body start with psychology. It's a provocation, the most likely response. What does one response suggest? What does the absent response suggest? How you try to gauge, to read the minds of the toward each side, and use that as that CT of the mind to try to reconstruct what occurred, or if not to reconstruct factually, at least to build a model which should serve as a kind of artificial reconstruction of what the halakha is going to be in this case. If it's been dicey, the horse is another story. Same thing over here, we'll see next time. He thought he had to start with halakha, because coming. And then move from there. I will stop here. And here, I'm going to get deeply involved. Superstitious my quotes. Not even my best, but I had to say what Cheshire is like. Charles and Shane. We'll get to the basic. Rest of the sugya. Try to understand each phase. The phase of Mechila, we talked about previously, the actual Rashba. The next phase of the Gemara, copy and only copy, Tabi Rabbi Yashi. Rashba here was troubled by the fact that the Gemara was troubled. And the Yoshi, that you could have a differential kind of approach. Chazokis, some more, some less. Terev the Hashemoy tries to equate it down the cases that was coming, many foolish shows with the Rabbanon, it goes on that. When we come to the more familiar formulation, Shadikam Isolation Story, etc. he paid particularly close attention to the Hashba and to the Rambam, and later on and the studio, which is part of your part of the design, but Kazaka and Cotton. The Basil Scala for Higdi, the Sura of his end with Bays, Exuvius, particularly the Ramam and the Migash, but that studio. Try to put together the picture of what is the heart, what is the response, interlocking the elements, Chazokia, Machoe, etc. I'm Moshe Bakshus with David, Simon Shalom, and try to progress next time. Get into the heart of the this is the court.